All right, everybody. Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Got a rugged workout today, a tough workout. Jack, it's the first time that we've done this at Linchpin, and it's a hero workout from CrossFit.com. I think it's very important to remember that every hero workout has a real person, real story behind it that lost their life somewhere. So if you'd like to learn more about Jack, about his story, just type in Jack Hero Workout CrossFit into Google, and you can read all about what actually took place in real life. But there's a real person behind this workout, and it's a rugged workout. Here's what it is. AMRAP 20 minutes, so as many rounds or repetitions as possible in 20 minutes of 10 push press, 10 kettlebell swings, and 10 box jumps. The push press is 115 for the men, 75 for the women. Kettlebell swing is American going overhead, 53-pound bell for the men, 35 for women. And the box jumps are 24 inches for men, 20 for women. And you can step down each time. There's no rebound if you want to. You don't need to rebound those box jumps. But this is a tough workout. So if you're unfamiliar with the AMRAP protocol, you start the clock, and then you do 10 push press, 10 kettlebell swings, 10 box jumps. That's considered one complete round. And then you just start back over doing 10 push press, 10 kettlebell swings, 10 box jumps. Now you've completed two rounds. You do as many rounds as you can in 20 minutes. And you might get X amount of full rounds and then some partial rounds and reps, and that's all part of your score. But this is tough. I mean, the push press is a little spicy there with that loading. That's not a joke. And there's sets of 10 every time. And then when you put that push press down, which, by the way, you're bracing your midline, you're going overhead, there's hip drive needed to get that going. You grab the kettlebell, there's hip drive needed to get that kettlebell overhead. You're bracing your midline, not really catching your breath. You put that kettlebell down, then you're going to jump on the box, posterior chain, hip drive, not really going to recover your wind on the box jumps. It sucked a little juice out of your legs. And then you pick the barbell back up to try to hip drive it overhead, and you're doing this for 20 minutes. It's a tough workout. It's a very challenging workout, so be ready for a challenge. We got one today. And obviously, none of it needs to be unbroken. Break everything up as you need. Video showing the push press, the swing, and the box jumps. Whew, Super Fitness Robot score for this would be getting 10 rounds or more. More likely in the neighborhood of 7 rounds. Wildcard option, it's the same workout, still for 20 minutes, but we lowered the loading on the push press. It's now 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Kettlebell swing and box jump remain the same. Scaled option, we've reduced it to a 15-minute AMRAP, so we took 25% of the work time, just gone. And then the push press is down to 75 pounds for men, 55 for women. Kettlebell swing has been reduced, 35 pounds for men, 25 for women. And the box jumps are now given the option to also do as step-ups if you so desire. And the height is reduced, 20 inches for men, 12 for women. The reps of everything do remain at 10. And there's a video showing the box step-up. Limited equipment crew. AMRAP 20 minutes, 10 dumbbell push press, pair of 50s for the men, 35s for the women. 10 dumbbell swings, with a single 50 for the men, single 35 for the women, and then 10 meters of broad jumps. You know, not bunny hopping. That would kind of be, not in keeping with the spirit of what we're trying to do. So I would encourage people on the limited equipment crew to cover that 10 meters in as few broad jumps as possible. So you're actually putting some effort into a nice long jump. Video showing the dumbbell push press as well as the swing. Their scores are the same as the workout of the day, 10 for the Super Fitness Robot or more, 7-ish for the more likely. No equipment workout, AMRAP 20 minutes, 10 push-up, 10 glute ham raise, 10 meters of broad jumps. And those glute ham raise, same that you would do with a barbell, but just, not glute ham raises, what am I doing? Barbell glute bridges. I wrote down the wrong thing. That would have been confusing. Glute bridges, there we go. Same movement that you would do with a barbell, but there's just no barbell. And I like to do a 1 second pause at the top to make sure I get a nice contraction. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. We've got it shown in video and text there. And then you've got, if you are doing the optional accessory work, three choices. Either overhead carry or descent from handstand practice or handstand holds and walk practice. Overhead carry, again, you're not doing everything. You pick one. Lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, barbell overhead, march 100 feet with that loading locked out overhead, drop it, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder. Or watch that video and practice some descent from handstand variations if that's where you need some work. Or finally, practice handstand holds and walking for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes against the wall, open floor. Practice is the key. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we have calves and foam rolling, hamstring stretch, and the wall stretch for the shoulder. All those have videos. Hope you enjoyed Jack today. Tough workout. No matter how you had to do it, well done. Trust me on one thing, fitness was achieved. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.